That brings us to the end of this edition of Transformational Listening. dr.org, or search for my Facebook page, Transformational Listening, and that's spelled TRANCE-formational listening. Thanks.
Hola mis amigos, this is El Hoodie, and you're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears.
Here is what you can do to help during the COVID-19 outbreak locally. The American Red Cross is warning of a blood shortage. The organization says fear of spreading the coronavirus prompted the cancellation of blood drives around the country, bringing the blood supply to dangerously low levels. The organization is urging those who can to donate blood and have provided a list of the precautions the Red Cross is taking to keep donors healthy at redcrossblood.org. Right now, there is a critical shortage of type O blood. Anyone who can should go to redcrossblood.org to see about details about donating blood locally.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Drone Choir of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
All right, you're listening to the radio, WGXC Acre 90.7 FM, and it's time for, I didn't get the music ready. Gig Talk, and hopefully we're going to have Matt and Kevin here momentarily, but...
Gig Talk.
We don't seem to have them yet.
Gig Talk. Gig Talk. Gig Talk. Talking about the life on stage, shady promoters and tour van rage. If you've got a tale to tell, call us up, because we're here to help.
So I said to Bill Graham, Bill, I got your opening band, Family Group. They're from the Philippines, and they sing wonderfully. He's like, how dare you call me? Blew out the power to the entire neighborhood, so the gig didn't happen. So that was a gig problem.
Story's true, sometimes funny, sometimes problems with the money, problems with the backline gear. WFMU is here to lend an ear. On Gig Talk.
Thank you.
Yeah, we tried calling you like a little bit ago, but it didn't work for some reason. I don't know.
All right, you're on the air now, though.
Oh, hello, people.
Where's Kevin?
I'm trying to get Kevin back. Let's see if I get Kevin back. This is exciting.
I'll give out the number while you try to get Kevin. Looks like there he is. 518-622-2598. 518-622-2598. Call in now. Is Kevin here? He says waiting.
Yeah, he's coming. I think he's going to come. Like, the drummer's late for the gig. Although, we were talking right at 7:57, so who knows. But, hey, everybody, this is Matt, and this is Gig Talk, and we're hoping Kevin gets on the air, but I hope everyone's doing safe and, you know, in their house. And with this new week of Gig Talk, we had a few ideas for topics, but before I do those, I'll just try and tell people about some of the new opportunities that are emergencies grants that are available.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
What's up?
Welcome to the radio.
Oh, are we on?
Yeah, we are live on the radio.
Oh, dang. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. I didn't even know. I just gave you a phone call because I just wanted to say hello. But now it seems that if we're on the radio, I can only think of one thing that we're doing here.
Yeah, we're doing Gig Talk. And so I was going to go directly into the breaking news of Gig Talk, that was to try and give the listening audience opportunities that if you are a musician, an artist, a person out of work in the creative fields like those, perhaps you need support. And so right now we have the Grammys, the Recording Academy of Music, starting at a project called Grammy.com/musiccares. I guess that's MUSICARES. That's
Grammy.com-y?
Yeah, Grammy.com. Yeah, Grammy.com-y. Like, yeah, Grammy's not a the Grammys are not communist, I don't think. But
Granny was a commie? Commie?
Granny was a commie. My granny was a commie. Like, I know that for sure. And, like, I'll stay proud of that moment. But, yeah, Grammy.com/musiccares. And so there are opportunities to apply for COVID-19 relief there. And then we also have the website nyfa.org, which is nyfa.org. And you can find their emergency grants there as well. So how are you doing, though, Kevin, about not playing that many gigs or zero gigs? There are no
I was, you know, I've been dreaming. I've been thinking. I've been taking zinc and ZMA late at night just to try to get those dream enhancement situations happening. I think it kind of works like a half hour before I go to sleep. I woke up this morning and, you know, normally I've been waking up around 9, 8:30, 8, whatever. Today I slept almost all the way till noon. I don't even know what happened. And it's not like I felt rested, but I had these crazy dreams that I was in flight, all these kind of situations, but a lot of dreams of intimate connections with people, you know?
You know
what I'm talking about?
I know about those. Yeah,
a little bit. So I woke up and I was kind of looking for anything, like a spider in the apartment, like any kind of creature to connect with. And all I got is a little bird just landed on the tree outside the building.
That's nice.
Yeah, so we had a little moment. I just looked at it and said, hello. And then I heard some tweets. It looked like it was staring at me. But then it just took off. And then I was back to step one again. What about you?
I mean, I was playing banjo today on my porch. I'm fortunate enough to have a porch in upstate.
Wait, you got a porch?
I got a porch in upstate New York. And so I was on the porch and I was playing the banjo. And
you were on the porch?
I was on the porch and I was on the porch with the banjo. And somehow the little lick I played attracted a squirrel.
What kind of little lick were you playing?
I went da da di da da di da da da, and the squirrel came right up to me. And the squirrel looked straight me in the eye and bopped its head like I was playing like his song or her song. I don't know what the sex of the squirrel was.
Sexes are omnisex.
Squirrels are omnisexual?
Wait, sorry. Yeah, that's my impression. I mean, I don't know for sure. I'm not a scientist or an animal. Do you know what I'm wondering, though?
What are you wondering?
Are you trying to say that the animals miss us?
I think the animals do miss us. And so perhaps the best gig to play right now is gigs for animals.
See, this is like at 7 p.m. in New York City where we are, or you're not here, but no one's here. Wait, I'm the only one here, but I'm literally the only person in the city. But at 7 p.m., you know, people open up the windows and you hear the bells and people screaming for all the people that are helping us out there right now and the people on the front lines. And we should start another one at 2 p.m. for all the animals that miss us.
I think so. That's a good idea. Like a concert for the animals is not a bad thing. Tom is saying the best gig right now is the Cuomo hold music for the emergency pandemic uninsurance line, unemployment line.
Wait a second. You got that far on the I didn't even get that far. I don't even get a ringtone these days.
Oh, I got that far, and then I told you I didn't tell you on the radio. I was able Saturday morning when I called at 8 a.m. right on the dot. I got in the Quay, and then I was on hold for a solid 45 minutes. And I kind of remember the music maybe kind of was like trip-hop a little bit. Like, it was definitely modal because there was no chord changes. And, you know, I think actually when you're like on hold for 45 minutes, you want that modal drone. You don't want too many chord changes because, like, that might get you excited and antsy to, like, get to hang up. But no, you got to stay on hold. But so, I mean, that music is still not giving us the opportunities that we could have, which was like last week where we devised a plan that it would be for all the unemployed musicians in the world to suddenly be like on call. And anytime anyone is on hold, they could play live for them.
I mean, yeah, we had a great caller last week with you. I remember you hashing out that idea with the man, we don't know what instrument he was playing, but then he got kind of negative in a strange way. So we don't know if he's going to call again, but I that's a good idea. You know, why aren't we doing the elevator music for the governor?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Cuomo, if you're out there listening. Hey, Cuomo. Hey, AC. Yeah, like, hey, AC, why don't you give us a job? We'll play your music. Oh, we have a call.
Oh, Cuomo's calling.
Cuomo's calling.
Listener, you're on
the
air.
How you guys doing? It's me. It's Vin.
Hi, is this Governor Cuomo? Welcome to Gig Talk. How can we help you?
No, it's Vinny Bianchi, you dumb fuck. It's Vinny.
Be careful with that language there. We're on the air.
Oh, we missed it, luckily.
Okay.
All right, the caller there?
Yeah. We can't even hear it.
I'm here, Vinny. Vinny's here. Hello?
Oh, we got to turn it up.
I'm here. Hello?
Is this
Vinny Bianchi? Wait,
it's Vinny's back. Yeah, what's up? Hey, sorry about that. Sorry about the language.
You gotta turn up your voice a little bit, Vinny. What kind of phone are you on? You got a landline over in Diker?
I'm on a landline. Yeah, can you hear me better?
We're trying. We're trying to hear you. If I'm real quiet, we can hear you.
Yeah.
I can't believe that the great Vinny Bianchi from Diker Heights
has
called us.
I'm gonna call back. Let me call back.
No,
we got you.
Good.
We got you now.
Okay. I think the guy was pissed. So I heard some guy say we were on the radio, whatever. So, I mean, forget about it.
But Vinny, it's been a long time.
We've missed you, Vinny, Mr. Bianchi.
It really has been. It's been years.
What have you been doing over this year? First people don't know, this is Vinny Bianchi from Diker Heights, the Tuba King from Diker Heights, Euphonium King from Diker Heights. How you been?
Bro, it has been crazy. It really has. Things have been going real good for me, but also, you know, I'm going quite, you know, I lost my girlfriend from the virus.
Oh.
Wait, she passed away or she broke up with you?
She broke up with me.
Oh, God. For a second there, I thought you meant she passed on. Well, that's both reassuring news and bad news. I'm sorry to hear that.
She said to me 2 nights ago, Vin, I'm done with the lowercase euphonium. This is a dead-end street. I'm going. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm getting out of your mom's house on Fort Hamilton.
She doesn't like – at one point, was she into the lowercase?
Bro, if I tell you that was the appeal, I'm being serious. She loved it. My gig at Indigo Murphy's, that's where I met her. Remember where I was telling you when I used to plug my weekly?
Yeah.
So Indigo Murphy's, that got shut down too.
Indigo Murphy's is not in business right now, yeah, unfortunately.
Exactly, so your weekly residency, you can't do it.
No, and I said to Indigo, I said, hey, bro, let's do a live stream. And he says, no. He told me to F off, essentially. I mean, I'm not going to make the same mistake I did earlier.
So do you mind if we ask a little bit more personal questions about your ex-girlfriend? Why what kind of music is she into now? Like, what happened?
Well, bro, I mean, this was what I wanted to talk to you about, because she's been following this thing. I'm not sure if either of you are familiar. It's called Amplify 2020 Quarantine. You familiar with this?
No.
How about you, Matt? You familiar with this?
I'm a little more familiar with it than Kevin is.
Let me break it down to Kevin, okay?
I appreciate that, Mr. Bianchi.
So there's this guy called John Abbe, okay? And he's a guy, he lives in Jersey. He thinks he's the bee's knees with the lowercase. He's having this festival where all the heavy lowercase guys do a track every day, guys and dolls, right? You know, you got to have a parody, a gender parody. So she says to me, Darlene, she says to me, you're obviously no good with the lowercase if you're not being in this festival, if you're not asked to be the first one to participate. Who am I to say no? I mean, you know what I mean?
Wait a second. So did not getting asked by the Amplify deflate your lowercase volume?
It deflated my volume, and it deflated my girl's estimation of me. Because here I am telling her I'm, you know, the heaviest guy on the scene in terms of low brass, which I still think is probably true between the three of us.
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely true. I mean, ask anyone on the scene. They know that. It's true. And yet I'm completely overlooked.
Mm.
And Indigo Murphy also snubbed me. So here I am. I don't got a leg to stand on. And I'm in my apartment, and my mom, she's run out of groceries. She's not making ziti no more. She said, if you want food, Vin, you got to go out and get it yourself. And I'm not going out there. In Dyker, it's bad, bro. People are dropping like flies in Dyker because of this.
I mean, it's spread everywhere. The community spread. But just to go back a little bit, Vin, when we first encountered you 2 years ago when we were talking to you on Gig Talk, you were very frustrated that you felt that your reach in the scene was limited based on the advice
we gave you.
How'd things turn out?
If I was telling you that Gig Talk didn't completely change my life, I would be lying. Not only did I hear back from Zorn for the first time in years, he reached out. He extended an olive branch. Did you know he was a listener?
No, I did not know that Jay-Z was a listener of Gig Talk.
Rebo, too. They all came to my doorstep. Both of them came to Dyker arm in arm. And they said, Vin, we get
what
we
did. Did they bring you a box of cannolis?
They brought me a box of cannolis. They brought me rainbow cookies and
some prosciutto.
They brought me a little, some gabagool. And they said, you know, listen, we know what happened back in 87. And you know who else reached out, Matt? Let me tell you.
Who?
It's Dorf.
Dorf? Dorf reached out.
I wasn't
Dorf reached out.
Dorf's apology so quick. He was one I said, listen, Dorf, you know, see you later. Get off my ma's stoop. You know, Dorf, you had your chance. You know, now, unless you give me a monthly at City Winery, month-long engagement, you know,
the whole month, too,
we'll
right?
24/7. We'll do it April 2020, he said. This was 2 years ago. We'll do it April 2020.
Yeah.
And I told him, you know, to F off. And now I'm vindicated because no one's doing anything on April 2020.
Nothing. Well, actually, we just were talking about before you got on the radio that maybe the gigs to play right now are for the animals.
Well, did you hear what happened at the Bronx Zoo, bro?
Well, was it a lion or a tiger got
Tigers.
The tigers got the virus.
They're all getting it.
Yeah, bro. Everyone's getting it.
What about Darlene? In terms of Michael Dorf, you know, What about was Darlene? Wasn't she happy that you were vindicated?
She said to me, "Vin, if you don't accept Dorf's apology," there was a different ultimatum she gave me, but I was able to talk her off the ledge back then.
Off the ledge?
Yeah, the ledge of breaking up.
Of ledge of breaking up. See, thank you. Yeah,
yeah, I understand. Jeez. I understand Vin's lexicon,
I'm
man. Get with it.
Frankly, I'm hoping she's listening right now. I really am.
But so let's go back though. So I'm really glad that Gig Talk changed your life, brought Jay-Z and Rebo back to you, and that the Indigo Murphys scene. Talk about how, like, who are you booking at that? Like, what happened there?
Bernstein, who are you booking?
I've been doing solo with Ableton Live. Only solo, yeah. Because that's what I told, I said to Rebo and Zorn, they made inroads. They said, how about you want to come to Gdansk with us? You want to come to, you know, Sardinia? You want to do this, that? I said, listen, guys, I appreciate it, but your music is rubbish. I'm on to lowercase, and I play by myself now with Ableton Live.
Okay. Yeah, Ableton's your best friend. So have you reached out to Ableton to do a live stream?
That's not a half bad idea.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What about Red Bull? Yeah, call up Red Bull, Ableton, you know, all these different platforms.
I want to work with that DJ called Shigeto. You know him? From Detroit, Shigeto.
I haven't heard of Shigeto. How do you spell
it? I don't know Shigeto. I know DJ Spooky. That's the last
sure,
DJ
I'll
I know.
With him. I'll play with Spooky. Yeah.
Yo, what about Olive? Will you play with DJ Olive?
Only if it comes with a full martini.
See, it sounds like you still got some humor, Mr. Bianchi. You still got a little chuckle.
Humor's the only thing that's going to get me through this breakup, bro.
I understand that, like, so you were already, because you felt you've established yourself as, like, the go-to, you know, lowercase euphonium player. So when this Amplify Festival happens, you think it's, like, right in the bag. Like, you have expectations you're going to be
part of it. I should have been the first call.
First call. And so you're not even the first, the second, or the 49th.
They've got
that ain't right.
45, 50 people, and the phone's still not ringing, bro. Something's wrong.
And so, then your gal is just like
Darlene.
Darlene, she couldn't like hang anymore, right?
She said she's gonna go pick up with Graham Lampkin. That's what she said to me.
Did she fly to England?
She flew to England, bro. She did.
Yeah, wow.
So during this whole crisis?
She was on the last flight to London, bro, and she's out there with him now.
And are they at Cafe Otto right now?
Doing that whole big auction. I offered my euphonium. They said, no thanks, we don't need to auction your euphonium. No one's going to buy it, is what they said to me.
I mean, realistically, I actually have a euphonium that's a lamp in my basement, and that's like a nice thing that a euphonium can turn into a sculpture. But, like, I can understand the shipping of the euphonium to England right now is going to be a little prohibitive.
It doesn't have to be paid on arrival.
They could be sending, masks and, other, emergency response equipment.
I could
Can't
throw
just
in a couple
send
masks.
A euphonium.
Could throw in a couple masks.
You fill it up with equipment.
Oh, okay.
The euphonium is basically like a suitcase. It's just like its own shape, but.
So you're saying we could have a euphonium filled with N95 masks, and you put a handle on it with duct tape, and you're basically, you don't need a box.
You don't need a box. It's its own box.
It's its own box.
Kevin, I miss you, bro. I really do.
Oh.
Those times we hosted in the studio together, back at the other station, which we won't name, that was one of the greatest experiences of my life. Even greater when I was briefly the king of the downtown scene. It really was.
Well, thank you, Vin. I appreciate that. But so check. But a few ideas of how to get gigs these days in this live stream era. What's your feeling on the live stream gigs that are happening right now?
To be honest, I'd rather be watching Cam Girls. If I'm going to be paying money and sitting on my computer, you know, I'd like to get something out of it.
Fair enough. Yeah. Versus what's the difference between watching a live gig versus a YouTube performance?
There ain't no difference, bro. There really ain't.
But what about the chat room? Like, the chat room now is the new heckling.
Chat, what are you talking about, Reddit? Heckling.
No, I'm talking about when you're on a live stream gig, like on twitch.com or something like that, you know, you can, you know, chat along with the gig.
What about Quibbles?
Quibbles, yeah, no Quibble, yeah. Well,
Quibbles and Bits.
I mean, if Quibbles,
well,
the dog
do
food, is like doing
do live
streams,
streams,
that's cool.
What do you think about the streams?
Well, I like that people are getting the opportunity to at least try and communicate together and have some sort of public forum to express themselves in. But again, I think the issue with the live streams is that it's just the same people being asked to do it the same way the gigs were. So the system,
like in Tonic, circa 2005.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, Vin, were you blacklisted from Tonic in 05?
Bro, I was blacklisted before Tonic even existed.
Oh, yeah.
From early Knitting Factory days?
And don't even get me. And once Zebulon went out to Los Angeles, I wrote them an email and I said, you know, I'm before your time, but, and you never responded to my emails when you were in Brooklyn.
In Williamsburg, yeah.
In Williamsburg on Kent. And they didn't even respond to my emails then. They move out to L.A. and my bad reputation follows me there. I mean, what's the guy to do?
But, I mean, course, did you have, like, you know, the alarm promoter or MERS or any of these guys coming to Diker to hear you at Indigo's?
You're talking about the European festivals.
Yeah, like, because, like, what we've learned is that the European festival promoters don't respond to email. They got to see you live at the gig. And so they were...
Where's that?
Yes.
You could send them a CDR, too, in the mail, like, confrontation.
Yeah, where should I be playing if not Indigo's?
Well, no, that's what I was saying. Were those guys coming to Indigo?
Maybe once or twice.
And no gigs? No festivals?
And no gigs. No festivals. None. Mm. You've heard my work. I'm blue chip. I'm top shelf. I'm the bee's knees.
Well, so, like, what we were trying to talk about before you got on the air, Vin, was two options of how to play gigs without the live stream right now. And two of the options we came up with were, A, play for the animals. Like, if you go in the park, there maybe there's some squirrels.
And they miss us.
Yeah, because the squirrels miss you. So I could see you being a euphonium player, squirrels enjoying the experience of being around. And so, A, play for the animals, or B, play as the unemployment insurance Muzak or any on-hold Muzak. Like the way when you call your car insurance company and you're on hold for 20 minutes and they put on some pre-recorded music, I think musicians should be at the ready to step in.
Also, the animals,
idea.
You know, like they don't get that low kind of quality sub kind of tone that you get out of the euphonium in nature. You know, you might be talking about a giant sperm whale, but a squirrel lives on the land.
Not a bad idea.
Hmm. What? How are you? Are you? Did you have to apply for pandemic unemployment, Vin?
Bro, I was on the phone with them 10,000 times. Didn't get it.
So when you were on that phone call, didn't you wish that the music on hold was a little better?
I wished it was me.
Exactly. So what we're saying is the musicians that are all sitting around at their home, anytime someone is on hold, they could be, you could be listening to some good music, like Vinnie Bianchi.
Or like this.
But Kevin, that's not lowercase. Vin, like, yeah, if you could hold one of those pitches for 92 minutes, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, is that lowercase?
Could be. Really could be.
Could be.
is Brian Eno lowercase or that other guy?
Robert Fripp?
Yeah, Fripp. Who's more lowercase, Fripp or Eno or Bernstein?
What Bernstein are you talking about? Like Leonard?
Well, that's the conundrum. I don't want to give it away.
I'm going to guess Leonard.
Let me tell a quick Hal Wilner story about the time that I was on Night Music and they didn't air it.
Okay, let's hear that.
Rest in peace to Hal, obviously, right?
Let's yes, rest in peace. Hal was a good person. And
Hal Leonard.
Hal Wilner.
Oh, Wilner. I thought you said Leonard.
No.
He says to me, come on Night Music, do whatever you want. Okay? I thought I was the king of the world and was, you know, the snow was falling up my nose, if you know what I mean, at the time in the late 80s.
Yeah, powder time, party time.
Big time. Vin goes up there with a 30-piece euphonium orchestra featuring Ladysmith Black Mambazo singing with me. That's how big I was at the time. And I get nude with Sanborn, and we roll around in a kiddie pool. And Hal said, listen, bro, I love your work, and this is groundbreaking, but we can't air it.
Did you have was Omar Hakim on drums?
That's the kind of guy he was. He took a chance on me. He did. And then he got me to play some backgrounds uncredited on a couple of Lou Reed records later on. So rest in peace to him. I owe him a debt of gratitude and wish the footage survived that Night Music clip, because Sanborn said to me that was his favorite one, and so did Marcus Miller.
Mm. A lot of people, so maybe we can unearth the archive of it, because it was filmed.
Hal said NBC burnt the tapes, bro.
They burnt the tapes? Jesus Christ.
You've had so many near hits.
Well, one of these guys, I mean, because a similar thing happened on SNL, and Lauren Michaels tried to put a hit out on me.
Really?
Yeah.
At a gig, or were you auditioning for SNL, or what happened?
Let me tell you what. I was walking down Fort Hamilton Parkway. Some guy shoots out his window. He says, Lauren sends his regards, but the guy was a bad shot and grazed my shoulder and missed me. No problem.
Well, I mean, like, so, but Sandler comes from Brooklyn too, right?
New Hampshire.
Yeah, but isn't he a Brooklyn guy as well, Sandler?
I thought he was Canadian.
I thought he was from Brooklyn.
I relate more to Farley.
But anyway, but was Sandler not into you? Because like, I feel like he could have been threatened by your artistry.
As I said, Farley was the guy who went to bat for me. Chris Farley.
Oh, okay. Farley. Yeah, yeah.
He was a fan of your work.
Big time. Huge.
What about Schaefer? Was Paul involved?
We had an acrimonious relationship, bro. We really did.
I bet Anton Figg, though. Apparently, that guy's super cool. Do you get along with Anton Figg, drummer?
I've never met him. Never met him.
Yeah, so Sandler, it turns out, left Brooklyn at age of 6. So he was born in 66, but maybe around 63, 64, he might have heard you on the street in Diker.
Wait, that's 3 years before he was born.
No, I'm saying, oh, yeah.
Keep it together.
Yeah. Sorry, 69, I'm saying. Maybe when, yeah, I subtracted instead of added. Hey, it's
I mean, it's possible with Mr. Bianchi. We don't know.
I was born in 52.
52.
Yeah.
But look, Vin, I got this other great option for you. Like, I'm looking at my Facebook friend requests, you know, and I you know who pops up?
Who pops up?
Someone named Samuel Stoll, Stoll. Do you know this man?
Sam Stoll?
Samuel Stoll, Stoll.
Samuel Stoll? Like number two in the bathroom?
Yeah, but with one O, two L's. It's stool, but with one O and two L's.
What?
I don't know the poopy guy.
Okay, well, so check out this guy. I got a photo of him where he's got a euphonium full of balloons and tubes, and he's in Berlin.
Well, it's not surprising that people have been stealing my stuff.
Yeah, have you ever looked at so you were playing with balloons and tubes in the euphonium back in 88?
He's done it all,
86.
Man.
86.
86, okay. Well, look, I'm going to write Stoll for you. I'm going to friend request him right now and ask if he's heard of the great Vinny Bianchi and maybe let him know that he's kind of, like, ripping you off.
Please do. And send
I got
email.
44 mutual friends with the guy. Should I go through them?
Read them out loud, bro.
Let's see. Hold on a second. Like, we got Andrew Greenwald. We got Loser. Crystal Moth.
What about John Sachs?
I love John Sachs.
We also got Matthias Mueller. Nathan Quarter. We got all sorts of folks, but I would just recommend. What about Weston Olnecki? Are you friends with him? You play with Weston, another euphonium player?
Bob Weston, the bass player in Shellac?
No, Weston Olenecki, Olenci.
Never heard of him, bro.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to find some other peer musicians for you.
I think you got to go deep. You got to go into the Gil Evans crew. You know, you got to talk about people who were hanging with Mike Stern. You know, I think you're going a little too light for Mr. Bianchi.
Chuck Stern. We should be playing with Chuck Stern.
Yeah. But so check this out. I got, like, some questions about how you're doing food-wise while you're in the containment right now.
Like, Diker Heights.
Of Diker Heights. What new food are you eating that you wouldn't have been eating before?
And besides prosciutto.
And do you have any recipes for everybody?
Take a Campbell's tomato soup. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, I'm listening.
Andy Warhol, whatever. Okay?
Yeah.
You listening?
Yeah.
You still gotcha?
Yeah. So we start with a can of soup. You gotta get a can opener then, right?
Get the can opener, open it, or take a knife to it. I don't care how you open it.
Knife is bad. I split my hand open once with a can opener, without a can opener. I tried to open a can with a hammer. Don't do it.
Okay. Do that. Get some chocolate chips.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm interested
in
this.
To make it kind of soupy consistency. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pour the chocolate in the tomato soup. Get some asparagus. Get some Corona Light, because that don't have the virus. I was misconstrued on that. And then you got the Bianchi stew. Those three ingredients, bring them to boil and delish.
It's like a mole.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It's kind of like virtual mole.
And you put, exactly, it's mole, and you put some whipped cream on top, you get dinner and dessert at once, boom, done.
Do you eat the whole, let me ask you this, instead of a spoon, do you use a piece of celery?
Straw?
Celery.
You use a celery straw.
Slurp it up.
You use a celery straw to slurp it up. I use one of those fun straws, you know, that goes like a little roller coaster, that's just
Yeah.
What do you pair that with? You pair that with like a nice Lafroig, or you go Riuniti. What do you pair that with?
Steel Reserve, bro. Malt liquor.
Malt liquor, okay. Well, that's true Diker then, right?
That's Diker Supreme, straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
I'm getting off the call. I'm going to go back and watch some Cam Girls instead of a live stream concert, all right? It's been fun.
Okay. Well, Vin, thanks for calling. It's an honor to hear from you again. And like,
Vinny Bianchi,
the
euphonium king of Diker Heights.
Yeah, the best lowercase musician in the euphonium scene. That's like, you know, stunning. Like, I understand what Vin's talking about, though, with disappointment, because I had some experiences where I was expecting to put out some live streams or digital downloads with some people this week even, and then I got a message after I said, hey, I'm following up with you, I'm ready to put it out, and I got the message back that said, I didn't ask you to do it, and I looked at the message and I said, hey, I think that's the message that you said yes to do it, and then he said no. He said, I'm not trying to piss anybody off, and I said, well, I don't get angry with music, but I am disappointed.
You talking about Anton Fig?
I'm talking about Anton. Anton was running his own festival, digital, and so when I saw Anton put it out there, this is what the conversation was. You know, Anton wrote back and said, hey, man, okay, noted. I have a long list, and it's much easier to get a lot of people, but I'm going to add you. And so,
are you talking about a podcast? Are you talking about LinkedIn?
No, I'm talking about like a daily digital release that, you know, Anton Fig was doing to share music with the community. So
on Bandcamp.
On Bandcamp. I was thrilled that, like, Anton was going to release my music, and he said, I'll add you. And when I heard add you, I thought that was the green light. And so I wrote Anton today to be like, hey, I'm going to follow up on this. And he said, I didn't invite you. And I was like, whoa, wait a second.
That's like when you met Seinfeld on the street in your neighborhood.
That's true. Yeah, the same thing. Like Jerry looked at me and said, Matt, where have you been, you know, this last couple weeks? I was looking for you. Like, I want to give you a shot on Comedians in Cars. And
then you...
I thought him saying, I want to give you a shot meant that, like, I was going to be on the air with him. But it turned out getting a shot just meant that he was going to poke me.
Or maybe he was just trying, maybe these people are just trying to, like, you know, give you some kind of acknowledgement, but really they don't even, they're in their own little, like, billionaire world, you know? They don't even acknowledge you internally. It's just like this superficial acknowledgement.
Say goodbye to Bianchi.
Oh,
Vinny. Sorry, man.
Still here? I thought you had hung up.
Bye, Vinny.
Bye, Vinny.
Bye, guys. Vinny Bianchi. Really appreciate
you phoned him King of Tiger Heights.
You're going to be back next week or what?
That's what we plan to.
This is, you know, with me just lingering on here, it felt like we was back in the studio, bro. It really did.
I mean, let's talk about, like, the afterhang live, you know, in the future. But right now we can't even have a hang afterwards because we're all virtual right now. I'll see you in the chat rooms, though. That's bro. I'll see you in the chat room.
At 10 p.m., all right? Get your ass over there.
Yeah, yeah, I will. See you there. Much love.
Much love. Bye.
Love you, Vinny.
Well, folks, that was round two of saying goodbye to Vinny Bianchi, the great lowercase sousaphone amplified euphonium king of Diker Heights. And
I mean, you can't say goodbye enough.
Yeah,
what?
You can't say goodbye enough. But this is Gig Talk, 518-622-2598. And Kevin, I was going to ask you, how has your diet changed during the infestation of the virus that's keeping us not from being out in the world?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I've been trying to focus on, you know, I eat pretty healthy in general. I try to avoid those sugars, all them fats and those carbs. I don't load up on that stuff in my apartment. You know, I got this apartment here and I fill it with, you know, veggies. I got them yams. I got some of that quinoa. You know, I'm working on that wild frozen fish too. I've been making these pretty established, you know, balanced meals. And I've been trying to eat once every hour and a half, you know, small little meal. Maybe every 5 hours I've been eating like more of a substantial thing. So like maybe a little snack every hour and a half, but I'm trying to keep up my fiber intake with that you know, those hemp hearts and that flaxseed, that ground flax.
That muscle mix?
I'm not eating the muscle mix. I got the flax. I got the sprouted
Mucilax.
Oats.
Yeah, Mucilax.
No, flax.
Flax. Oh, F-L-A-X?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
I'm all natural, you know. I don't go into the realm of these people trying to co-opt our fiber intake when calling it some other kind of industry, you know. For me, it's just like there's flax that already exists.
But let me ask you this.
It's good for it.
Aren't you looking for some version of some sort of comfort food where, like, when you're angry after a day of no gigs and you need, you know, some – like you need a cookie or you need something that, you know, is like bad for you. What are you going for that when you're looking for something bad?
Yeah. See, I don't have that kind of relationship with food, luckily, but I guess if like I'm feeling kind of low, I probably would have a nice scotch, you know, some kind of like 30 year Macallan or something like that.
So, okay. You go upscale.
Yeah, exactly. I treat myself, you know, I don't even have a full shot. I just get like a small little half shot, 1 ounce of Macallan 30.
So you're not dripping into the Pepperidge Farm cookie jar.
I don't even keep that stuff in my apartment because I know it will be gone instantaneously. It's pointless.
Oh, have a call.
We're at Gig Talk.
Caller, you're on the air?
You're talking about scotch. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah,
this is
you guys. In fact, you guys don't really know what you're talking about, period. But I understand you're a professional musician. It's a matter of opinion. It's not necessarily... it's subjective, sort of. I mean, my list of recommendations based on basically what kind of vices you need to do and the priority, what you need to do when you're on the road doing 362 shows out of a year.
So what vices would you recommend? If you don't recommend a Macallan, what kind of scotches or vices should we sort of partake in? Think about partaking
in? Are you kidding me? I mean, you don't... I question whether you've ever toured before. I mean, what else would you do?
Yeah, I mean, like, one of the themes of this episode was, let's talk about what is the best strategy for getting the best meal you can get on the road. Like, how do you get into that Michelin restaurant?
You guys are making me wonder if you're professional musicians. Musicians don't pay for food on the road.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But sometimes when you don't pay for food, you can wind up eating squat pasta every night.
Steal?
So the question is, how do you get into that real good, delicious food?
I'll tell you how you get into it. You go to the buffet or you go to the restaurant, you eat, and you leave before paying any fucking money out of your own pocket. That's how you do it.
Oh, so you got it. Yeah, no cursing, sir. But
you got to put it in your contract. How you get food backstage, and you get fed. But if you don't, and you're hungry, hungry hippos, you go to wherever you want to go because you're a musician. You're basically what everyone in the world wants to be. And you deserve that. You order anything you want. You can even go upscale like lobsters. And you get that, and you eat it down, and before the waiter can come with that bill, you're out of there. Split.
Well, my experience is like, yeah, skipping out on the bill is a little low class, but the way to do it is for the restaurant to know in advance that you are the OG musician coming to town, and they want to thank you by letting you leave when you're ready to leave. And when you leave the place, they say, thank you, Mister, and there
you go.
First
of all,
did Mister ever go to a restaurant with you? Because I don't know. But the thing is, the best thing about being a musician is you are low class and high class.
Exactly. Yes, that's true. Yeah, you got that perfect blend of the high and the low.
Exactly. In other words,
how do you keep the low? Does that involve public
urination?
Or the hotel. Well, how do you treat a hotel on tour, for example?
It depends. It depends if you're doing it as a performance, if you're just doing it because it's the middle of the night, there's no other place to go, or if you're doing it with the hookers that you have to get and hire every single night when you're on the road.
You don't usually have to hire hookers. Usually, like by like the last call, there are a few people left that want to party.
Well, you obviously haven't toured enough. You really want the hookers. They're much better. But anyhow, it's a different point.
And yeah, that's like we're trying to stick to food. And so, like, do you have what was your last great meal you had on the road? And tell us where it was.
Lobsters. Basically, the last couple of years I've had lobster every meal. The thing is, the problem, and this goes way against the first labor laws in America, were maid servants who were being fed lobsters because it was considered a peasant food. And it was the first union law that said you can't feed people lobsters more than six times a week. So we think of a lobster as all she and all that stuff. Actually, people get disgusted after eating a lot of them. Let me tell you, I had them for every meal for a year.
What about them oysters?
Oh, that's going to be in 2022. I do oysters every meal for a year. But the thing about that is there might be more variation. So for breakfast, I'll have raw oysters. For lunch, I'll have grilled oysters. And for dinner, I'll have deep-fried oysters. I already have it planned out, mapped out.
What do you pair the oysters with?
What?
What do you what do you pair the oysters with? You know, you got a lobster,
pairs.
What? A certain kind of pairing for a drink. And oysters, too.
Pair them with pears.
Pears and oysters. That's good. Hey, do you want to hear this recipe that Vinny Bianchi gave us right before
Please.
You were on the air?
Please.
It's a special mole where it's a can of tomato soup from Campbell's and then some Hershey's chocolate that's melted in.
You need it.
And then some Corona Light beer. Was there a fourth ingredient? I don't remember the fourth ingredient.
You guys on a gig? What's going on?
And then from there, basically, you put some whipped cream on the top and you pair it with a, what do you say? A malt liquor, yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad. You know, I found out on the road, eating at a shishi place, I had dessert with my lobster in France. You know what they call baked Alaska in France?
No.
The Norwegian omelet. And the thing is, it's kind of funny. I don't know who invented, who came up with what first, based on France constantly copying us. I would say we came up with Baked Alaska, and they thought, well, we need to have our European name version. And, well, basically we're going to call that the Norwegian omelet.
What about poached eggs? Do you eat poached eggs with lobster?
Oh, no, no, no. We left him at the truck stop about 6 months ago. He wasn't cutting it.
What instrument did he play?
Keyboards. Keyboards. He had tons of them. All of them had DX. MIDI, but one. It had a lot of sense.
Yeah, he played DX7 with
D11s
in the 80s?
DX7s, three Roland D50s. He had sequential circuits. He even had that realistic Radio Shack knockoff of a Moog. That was his non-MIDI one.
The PG-1.
Exactly. But, you know, he kept on talking about PG-13, and then we realized later he was talking about his favorite categorization of movies. We didn't realize that wasn't a synthesizer. It doesn't really matter. We own all his synths because we dumped him off at the truck stop.
Hey, let me ask you this. Were you at Altamont when the Moog synthesizer was trying to chill out all the hippies and the bikers?
We don't really understand how old you are. What era are you from?
Not only was I there, not only did I take the brown acid that they said you shouldn't take, and since they found out the FBI distributed that for bad trips, two people next to me got killed by the Hell's Angels. So I was in the middle of all of it.
And so did you hear that synthesizer? Because, like, Moog brought out his original, like, the Moog 1 to that gig.
Well, it's funny.
And the idea was that those pure sine wave tones were going to cool everyone out once the brown acid was hitting.
Well, it's funny. It had a different reaction than me. That brown acid was so strong. Basically, I only hear those tones now in my head all the time. Doctors basically call it schizophrenia.
So you're essentially still at Altamont. You're reliving that moment 50 years later plus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's basically a slow motion of a Moog sine wave with an oscillator slightly off with a slow motion view of Hell's Angels beating up hippies to death. That's basically just what I shut my eyes every night. That's what I see.
Were you there? Are you on the video? The Stones video?
Dude, it was a film at the time. Then it was a video. Now it's digitally released. Stay on top of technology, dude.
How are you doing?
Sorry, Mr.
Are you going to do a live stream concert with Issue Project Room?
I'm going to do a line stream concert of Issue Project Room, and that's about the vices, the backstage. It's going to be nothing but white wine and white lines. I'm going to be huffing that bitch down. But anyhow, I should probably get going. I'm giving you too much info, and I don't want to ruin my secrets because, you know, they are all secrets. That's why I called you up and told you them.
Well, you know we're on the radio, right?
Yeah, this is not a private conversation. Sir? Did you hang up?
Yeah, I think we lost him. So, sorry. I mean, that's really amazing that we're speaking to someone that was actually at the Stones Altamont gig and heard the Moog synthesizer, took the brown acid, and he's living with it 62 years later. That's pretty bad.
I mean, it's impressive too that just the quality of his understanding of what's going on musically, and it feels like he might be a little bit younger than that. You know, so I'm just impressed by also the tone of his voice.
I'm gonna check out his keyboard player Poached Eggs that I'd never heard of before, but Poached Eggs sounds like a deep cat.
He might have been playing with Glenn Campbell and who's that other guy, Don Henley
and Bill Dixon.
Man, I'll tell you what. Dude, this is gig talk right here. We got gig talk.
We got 6 minutes left. It's 518-622-2598. If you're out there listening, how are you doing without playing any gigs?
Yeah, what are you doing at home? You cooking that sauce? Are you going to try recipes? You got your own recipe to share with the rest of the community?
Have you been invited, Kevin, to play any live stream gigs?
You know what? I haven't been invited to do anything. You know, it's kind of like that. I feel like, you know, what I want to be invited to do is to, like, afford some snacks. And that would be a good invitation. But at the moment, I've been occasionally receiving some packages from some family members. And that puts you in the good
spirit, you know.
And the problem is the squirrels can't send you a Venmo like transfer.
Well, I got we got the squirrels, we got the cats across the street. I'm checking out.
Yeah, but they can't send you a Venmo. Like the squirrels aren't sending tracks. They can't send you any money.
That's the problem with all this. Who's going to be able to send you the Venmo? You know, you got the go. Uh-oh.
Oh,
caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you doing? Welcome to Gig Talk. How can we help you?
I had some more ideas about how to gig we could play.
Oh, hey, we talked to you a couple weeks ago. How are you doing? What are your ideas?
Well, one is you could be background music for mail-in voting.
Mm.
Right? Because, you know, mail-in and voting, and it's like, it's kind of confusing.
So wait, so how does it work? But what's the procedure?
Yeah, well, does a CD, you know, do you send offer, a CD you could, in
you
with every vote?
People, when you're filling out the form, you know, you could have music that's going to help them think.
But like, how do you get? Oh, so when you get the, I think there's got to be a CD in every form, right?
What's a CD?
Okay, so how about a QR code on the voting form, and you click that to your, you click that in your phone, and you get to the link, and then you're listening to the music at the same time you're voting. Like, I don't understand how the voting and the music, unless you are physically delivering the mail, the vote to the person.
Yeah. No. It's that. You gotta, you know, like, this is how you keep all the musicians employed.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
You send out a musician, because musicians never vote. You know, they don't believe in the system.
Well, unfortunately,
you don't vote, right?
We
you guys
need
don't
more
vote.
Musicians to vote. That's for sure.
Well, do you guys vote?
I vote for sure. I'm a voter.
But how are you going to play the music for your background voting for your mail-in voting while you're voting and playing?
I would hire you to do that, sir. That would be a pleasure.
Yeah, I like this
right,
idea.
There's only
I like
one
the
of
idea
me.
Of monetizing the negative, you know, turning it into positive.
Yeah,
but there's only one of me. And when am I going to vote?
Yeah, when's your district vote?
Well, but I'm just saying, when am I going to vote when I'm out there? Because I'm going to make so much money.
Oh, you're not going to be wanting to vote no more.
Yeah, that's
right.
The problem.
Yeah, I mean,
Once you make so much money, you can't stop caring about voting.
Yeah, you stop when you have nothing, and you stop when you have too much.
Yeah,
well,
you got
to
be a
middle
ground.
Other people
exactly.
to vote for them, and they actually pay other people to accompany their mail-in voting. That's the real, you know, that's after they drink the baby blood.
Well, the mail-in, that's a thing, you know. We got to get more mail-ins happening.
What about mail-out?
So
we got to get two.
Here's another one. You could have.
We got to get 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, so I have one more idea. That's the point. We got to keep moving.
That's a good idea.
Thank you, caller. Well, let's
so what, wait, wait,
Netflix.
No, I got one more.
One more. Okay.
Alternate Netflix soundtrack.
You want to make a Netflix soundtrack?
No. Someone turns on Netflix and you just play your music.
Like streaming over FaceTime or whatever.
Exactly. Anyways, I'll let you guys stew on that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. These are great ideas.
Well, yeah, folks, this has been Gig Talk live on WGXC
97,
Columbia County, New York. And stay tuned for the next show. Thanks to Tom running the show for us, you know, in Columbia County. And we'll see you next week. Stay safe, folks.
Stay safe.
I like that solo, Kevin.
Trying to get it up.
Gig Talk. Gig Talk.
Thanks, man.
Gig Talk. Gig Talk. Talking about the life on stage, shady promoters and tour van rage. If you've got a tale to tell, call us up, because we're here to help.
So I said to Bill Graham, Bill, I got your opening band, family group, they're from the Philippines, and they sing wonderfully. He's like, how dare you call me? Blew out the power to the entire neighborhood, so the gig didn't happen. So that was a gig problem.
Stories true, sometimes funny, sometimes problems with the money, problems with the backline gear. WFMU is here to lend an ear.